Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. If you're listening to this on Radioactive, it's Christmas Day. Happy Christmas, you fuckers. If you are listening to this on Grip of Delusion, it's 2 days after Christmas. Happy Christmas, you fuckers. Starting us off tonight, bit of Danzig.
She rides a
Dallas the Heads, Mountainous. They're going to be banned in residence at Roadburn next year. I'd love to see them again. They were fucking great at the time. I did see them, I think it was about 4 years ago. And yeah, their merch stall had loads of vinyl with it, which was great. So I picked up that on Colour 10 inch. And then opening up the show was Danzig, She Rides, off the first album from 88. Yeah, so it's Christmas Day. If you're listening on Radioactive, and you're probably full of whatever shite food you're eating and loads of bills at this stage, nice one. And yeah, if you're listening on Radioactive, it's 2 days after Christmas, so you're probably suffering from indigestion and a chronic hangover. Either way, hope you've had a good one. And yeah, I'm not going to do a standard Christmas show, because I did one of them last year and there aren't enough good songs to do another show, and I can't be arsed. So I'm recording the show on Christmas Eve, and I'm just getting a bit of time in the afternoon before everything kicks off later on. So yeah, I'm just picking out songs that I just enjoy, and I'm sure you will too, and not necessarily remind me of Christmas, but just good fucking songs. And continuing that theme, I'm going to play some The Sword. This is Freya. We'll be right back. Teardrops. I got Stripes off the Johnny Cash tribute album, Dear Johnny. And before that was Angry Simone's Highway to Hell, taking off another tribute album. And then Freya from The Sword off Age of Winters before that. So I'll play one more song before I do the beer review this week. This is Obituary, Violent by Nature, off Inked in Blood from about a month and a half ago. High Velocity Impact Spatter, that is Cannibal Corpse. That's a track off their recent album, A Skeletal Domain. And before that was Obituary. So, beer I have this week, I have Mountain Man Green Bullet. It's their pale ale. I've heard great things about it, and I haven't tried it for a couple of reasons. It's £4 a bottle, and usually with £4 a bottle I expect more than 4% ABV, but that's just me. I know I should go for quality over quantity of alcohol, but yeah, I kind of try and get a mixture of both. So it's their description is Green Bullet Pale Ale is based on that famous weapon, and not because we use New Zealand hops, the Green Bullet. So it says the result is a light golden coloured ale with subtle notes of pine and lemon in the key of F sharp minor. So they're gas lads all together, Mountain Man, based in Cork, and yeah, the bottle has lots of gas things on it. It's a damn tasty ale though, one thing that's for sure. It's not overly hoppy, the lemony and that, I'm not really getting it, but I have fucking retarded sense of smell. But it is it's a very drinkable ale. If you're going out and you wanted to get a load of them, you would definitely sit there drinking them for the night. Unlike some of the heavier, hoppier stuff that I'd usually drink, I would consider it again, but a £4 a bottle, it's a bit fucking steep. So unless someone is doing a deal on it, yeah, I don't think I'd be buying too many of them. But if you get a chance, give it a go. I would rate it, I'd give it about a 6.5 out of 10 as a light ale, light enough ale. So give it a go. It's not too challenging on the taste buds, and it's 4%. So moving on, someone pale Nazarene.
Yeah.
Aphelion by Black Pyramid there. That's taken off their album from last year, Adversarial. They're playing the Desert Fest in Berlin next April. Thinking of making a trip over to it. Ufonaut were announced as playing it there last week. Yeah, there's a couple of us usually travel to these sort of shows, and I don't know whether the London lineup looks better. There's a few bands on that I'd love to see, Shit and Shine, and a couple of others that aren't playing the Berlin one, Sleep as well, playing that. So yeah, we'll see how that pans out over the next while. So moving on, here's some Melt Banana.
We'll be right back.
Sweeter Than Thou, Crippled Black Phoenix. That's off their album from this year, Wildlife Generator. And before that was Melt Banana, Infection Defective. So this is pretty much it now for this show and for this year. Next week's show will be in 2015. This year I think has been a fucking fairly decent year for music. There's been lots of deadly releases, as you would have heard over the last couple of weeks on the two best ofs that I recorded. And hopefully next year is going to be an even better year. There's a few bands that are in the studio recording. Ufo Mammoth have a new album coming out in March. Elder are in recording as well. So there's going to be a few decent ones. So if you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org or on Twitter @HMD on the radio or on Facebook, although you get fuck all reach with that, so I'm not using it that much these days, the HMD radio show. So I'm going to leave you with the comedy highlight of this year for me. It was something special. A reworking of Suicidal Tendencies' institutionalised, modernised lyrics, as only Ice-T could do, relating to his tough life that he has at the moment. So here is Body Counts Institutionalised. See you next year.
Yo, I came home from work the other day. I was tired. I just wanted to sit back in my big chair. Telling me I play too much Xbox. I say, what the fuck do you mean? This is just how I relax. Can I just play a little Xbox? Then she says, I saw on Oprah today that guys that play video games don't love their wives. I'm like, motherfucking bitch, fuck Oprah. You have an anger problem. Maybe you need some help. I'm like, bitch, call the police now. Gonna be institutionalized. You come out brainwashed, bloodshot eyes. You won't have anything to say. They'll brainwash you, GC, they wait. I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You drive me crazy. Institution. You put me in an institution. Said it was your solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I go on the internet. Trying to check my email. So I put in my password. It says I have an invalid password. I know my fucking password. So then it says go to customer service. So I get on customer service. I start talking to this dude. This motherfucker sound like he's from India or some shit. He says to me, what's your first dog's name? I don't know what my
chips in the side, a little Kool-Aid. This motherfucker walks up to me and says, are you gonna eat?